Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Mary certainly knew peace. When the messenger came to tell her about this huge responsibility, the messenger said she would have a child, not only her child, but the Son of God, human and divine. And Mary's response was, "Here I am. Let it be so." I don't know about you, but most of us, myself included, have expectations on the way things are supposed to go. I'm sure Mary did as well. We think we know best. We know the best way, and we know the way it should be done, the way our life is supposed to be. Yet in this moment of unexpected news and grand responsibility, Mary said, "Here I am." It's funny how God does what God does. This past week or so, a reflection in the form of a reading or story has been on the heart of one of our friends here in our congregation, and he sent it to me to read, and as I read it, I was just blown away by, well, how much it fit into this week's message, but also just how profound it is and was. So he has graciously said yes to reading it for all of us today. So here is Chris Best with a Good News, Bad News Christmas.
As Alicia said, this is a story about a good news, bad news Christmas. Have we got it? Okay. One afternoon, Mary was resting on a bench by the side of the house. As had been true for a while now, her feet were sore and her back ached. After a bit, she saw Joseph coming across the yard. As had also been true for a while now, he looked troubled and like he had a lot on his mind. When he drew near, she gently put her hand on his arm and asked, "Joseph, what is it, honey?" He replied, "Mary, I've got some news. Actually, I've got a lot of news. Some is good, some is bad. Which do you want me to start with, good news or bad news?" She gave him a little smile and said, "We could use some good news. Let's start there." "Well," he said, "the most important good news is kind of strange. You see, I had this dream. There was this angel talking to me about you and the baby and me. It seemed very mysterious, and at the same time, it seemed very, very real. I don't pretend to know or even begin to understand what it all means, but I do know one thing. I don't have to be afraid anymore. I know for sure that you are the person I always thought you were. Everything is good between us. That's what matters most to me. Now some bad news. It's the Romans. They're collecting the names of all the men in the empire. They're making lists to give to their military and to their tax collectors. The bad news for us is that I've got to travel to Bethlehem. And what's worse, not only do I have to be registered, but I have to take you with me. I went to the village leader to see if there was any way he could make an exception. He said flatly, "No." He said, and I quote, "Rome makes no exceptions for any reason." I said to him, "Not even for health reasons? I mean, do you know Mary's pregnant?" He just looked at me and said, "Joseph, Everybody knows she's pregnant. The good news is at least you're not going to have to walk. My cousin, God bless him, is lending us his donkey. The ride will be a bit bumpy, but the animal is big and he's strong, he's calm, he's sure-footed, and he'll be able to carry you safely over the roads. Bad news is that the roads go right through the middle of bandit country. That donkey is worth a lot. And a young woman in your condition, and a man my age, we make easy prey. The good news is that there will be hundreds and hundreds of other folks traveling in the roads just like us. We ought to be able to join up with 20, 30, who knows, maybe even 50 people who will be heading the same way. If we do that, we'll have safety in numbers. The bad news here is that with all those crowds on the road, Bethlehem will be mobbed. By the time we get there, all the inns could be totally full. The good news is that, at least according to all the old family stories I grew up with, the people in Bethlehem are known for their kindness. I'm really very hopeful that, Lord willing, some good soul will help us out, and we can find a place to stay that is at least in out of the weather, maybe even warm and dry. So while I know it's going to be hard, overall, the good news is that we, I mean you, me, and the baby, we're going to be all right. There is one last thing. This journey is going to take 9 to 10 days each way, and I don't know how many days we're going to have to stay in Bethlehem. I've looked at this from every angle, honey, and, well, I'm sorry, but the bad news is that no matter how I figure it, I'm afraid there is just no way that we're going to be able to make it home in time for Christmas.
The truth is, none of us have the perfect good news only Christmas. Not even Mary. We seem to have an idea in our heads as to how Christmas or our family or our life is supposed to go or should go, but it rarely goes this way. Brené Brown says, people use perfectionism to try to avoid shame, blame, and judgment, and striving for such a thing that doesn't exist is not a healthy striving. And she says this in her book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. Each messenger this season has started by saying, do not be afraid. We sing it many times throughout worship, and I've even had this tune in my head all week long, so I've heard this all week, do not be afraid. And here I have the phrase, do not be afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. That's a daily reminder from God to live every day being fearless. Do not be afraid to let go of trying to be perfect, trying to act perfect, trying to get it perfect. God chose Mary, a lowly, ordinary, average, young woman, with enormous faith that God would be with her no matter what. Mary was so open to God using her for such a special task as becoming the mother of the Messiah, she said, here I am, not knowing what her future would hold. Her peace in the unknown God's purpose for her was and is truly amazing. How does perfectionism keep us from this kind of peace? Given the potential of shame and judgment of Joseph or of Mary's community to a pregnant yet to be married woman and the trip she took to Bethlehem, newly married and very pregnant, how can one person living with more peace make a difference in the world? Well, maybe it's one day at a time. Mary seems to be a beautiful example of one person being grounded in peace, taking it one day at a time. As it turns out, even Jesus' birth was not to be perfect. That's the good news of Christmas.